In my book, I talk about 12 critical success factors that are absolutely necessary that if you want to achieve the greatest kind of income, that income I call reliable, long-term, leveraged residual income. So RLLRI, reliable, long-term, leveraged residual income with a network marketing company.
They're actually real.
Yeah, but like the sack's fake, but inside, like, it's two different men's one testicle.
Yeah.
That's actually a really beautiful...
That's awesome.
That's a beautiful, like a no homo for country dudes, that you buy those little ball sacks that you put on the back of your truck, and it's two separate dudes' balls.
Oh, so for, like, your father, fallen brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You donate
one of your testicles.
Oh, like how then... the Latino family has, like, on their minivan the stickers of the whole family.
Oh, and man.
Like, is that only a Latino thing?
And then that's a stereotype.
Is it? I didn't know that.
But I mean, just look around.
I hate seeing those because I'm like, way to advertise to kidnappers how many kids you have and what their ages are.
Oh,
that's
nice,
a really extremely
dude.
Cynical.
I know.
What about the RIP stickers on the back of someone's car? That's always in Old English with, like,
the really flamboyant one.
The one that's like Mother Guadalupe. I mean, that one's.
Those always make me feel pretty weird.
Because the year is always like 1991 to 2006. You're like, 15?
Like, I know, man.
Like, and it's like, I don't know, like, I'm not judging. Maybe that's really important to some people. I wouldn't put it on a car.
I mean, people do. It sounds insensitive to say trashy, but trashy. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
That logic, you would then be saying that the testicle on the back of the truck is trashy.
And that's not trashy.
No, it's not.
That's just for my father, fallen brothers, dude.
It's just a friendship bracelet made out of testicles.
Yeah. I actually call my testicles my fallen brethren.
My fallen brothers?
Yeah.
Who was the famous... Was it Tom Green who lost the testicle? And they made a big thing about it?
It sounds about right. Oh. Dude. That dude's the man.
He's the best. Whatever happened to him?
He started a beer company.
Oh, really?
And he does a podcast, I think.
Really?
Or like he has like a YouTube page and a podcast.
So who doesn't?
Yeah.
So we're competing against the Tom.
He had testicular cancer.
I knew something.
Here's an article. 10 famous men with only one testicle. Okay. Lance Armstrong, Tom Green, Napoleon.
No.
Interesting.
I think there's more tall tales about that guy.
Yeah.
Like, apparently he was five.
Did you say that on purpose?
Yeah.
All right.
He was 5'8".
Tall tales about Napoleon.
Oh, guys, Adolf Hitler one ball.
Really?
He lost one of them during the Battle of Somme.
That's baller, dude.
Arnold Schwarzenegger only has one ball. It's unconfirmed why.
Wait. What?
Yeah. Tupac lost a ball.
That's baller.
He was shot in the ball.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. In 1994. That's Mike Lowell.
Kind of tragic, actually.
I guess he's a baseball player. John Crook.
John Crook, yeah.
Oh, yeah, John Crook. We all knew that.
John Crook. I didn't know he had one ball, but who doesn't know John Crook?
Yeah, I know.
Guy was the man.
I know.
Did you watch the 30 for 30 on him?
No.
Or was it maybe like an HBO Sports or something?
I should.
Oh my God, this is so horrible. The way John Crook lost a ball. In 1994, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer after his teammate accidentally nailed him in the groin with an errant throw, breaking his protective cup.
Oh.
It like broke.
It broke it, and it was that?
Sliced open his ball sack.
Wait, is that how you get testicular cancer?
Maybe it was like it cut it, and the doctors were like, oh shit, we got to stitch up your balls. And then they were like, oh my God, we just found out you had cancer by stitching up your balls.
Damn, dude. That's flipping brutal.
That's fucked up.
Well, you would never know.
Nope.
Because we live in a patriarchal society.
Exactly.
Where white men don't matter.
White men have the golden balls.
White men only need one ball.
That's true.
But donate
the other one. Donate the other one for cash.
Yeah.
Speaking of cash, so I think all the sounds are pretty good. So I think we could probably get moving.
How's
on this
cream sound?
It's
pretty creamy. So this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs,
and it's my free day down here, third base, isn't it?
Right on.
Cool.
Over there in the outfield. No, third base isn't in the outfield.
Yeah.
Wait.
We did a podcast about baseball. How do you still not know?
Is that the one I fell asleep in? No, that
wasn't the one you fell asleep.
I did tune out a little bit.
That's fine. if you want to hit us up about a subreddit that you would like for us to cover, or just talk to us about some stuff, or if you want a sword from TrueSwords.com, our sponsor for today, if you go to TrueSwords.com and use the promo code. We don't actually have a real sponsorship with them, so you can probably try.
Just reach out. They're already cheap.
Try BOGO, maybe.
Yeah.
That usually works. BOGO 15.
Or just close your eyes, add it to your cart, and then be surprised at how cheap it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe try BOGO 15. Spooky, I think, sometimes works because of Halloween. Spooky.
Or any popular like YouTube channel, I feel like, has.
But not for True Swords, though. Nobody, they haven't, for some reason, the pod market hasn't cracked the True Swords equation.
This morning, and I was
getting
ready. I was listening to the radio, and they're talking about the mass shooting in Northern California.
Oh, sad.
But I was like, man, I
didn't know about that one.
What would I do in a mass shooting situation? Right. I'm getting out of the shower. Guy comes around, he starts blasting fools. Right. Basically, all I have is my Braveheart True Sword. That's like a 4 foot saber,
Four foot broadsword.
So I would have to hide
for $17 from TrueSwords.com.
So fucking amazing.
I would have to hide behind like some kind of a tree, and then when he came around the corner, boom, there I am.
Slice his body in half.
Hide behind a tree.
Well, because the trouble with a sword versus a gun is you got to be close to the guy. So how does he not shoot you, right?
Ooh,
so
spicy.
It's creamy.
Yeah, sorry. Jumped up on that one.
So I come out, I slash, you know, I cut both of his arms off at the wrist, so he's got no more gun.
At the wrists.
And then I lop off his head. Cool. But then later on in the news, Channel 4 local news, they're like, how'd you defeat this guy? And I was like, well, shout out True Swords.
Right.
And so I was struggling, do I shout out True Swords in that situation or not? Like the guy's potentially already killed like 10 people.
Right.
And it's sad. Is it a good time to plug? Is my question.
I think there's never a bad time to plug.
That's what I was thinking too, dude.
Well, I think it's more a matter of like at what point you plug True Swords.
Not up top, probably towards the end.
Also, do we want to let everyone in on the True Swords secret? Like, do we want to let everybody know you can get really affordable swords at TrueSwords.com? Like, in the case of like a human war, like apocalypse situation. I kind of want to be the only one with a cheap sword.
Well, I also don't want to flood the market and kind of create a supply and demand problem because if everybody starts taking the most affordable swords from TrueSwords.com, it's going to jack the prices.
Yep.
And then we're going to have we're still going to have a reason to go to TrueSwords.com because they have the strangest array of shit that I've ever seen.
Amazing.
It's so you could always go there and buy like this flag doesn't run like like fish skull candle box or something. Yeah. So
a retractable Assassin's Creed hidden blade. Yeah. Like Aguilar. Like you can get anything.
You can still get some other stuff. But I don't want to be pushed out of the I don't want the TrueSwords.com sword market to become like the LA real estate market. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, okay. Well,
don't gentrify TrueSwords.com.
Keep those artisan coffee shops back where they belong.
Exactly.
Let me play Demi's, on Amazon. Let me play Demi's advocate here, dude.
Okay.
I dropped the plug, and then everyone else's prices jack up, but they start paying us big bucks instead of sending us free swords.
Oh, so you're thinking we can jump into the system.
I'm thinking of the business play here.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
For the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to be like the spokesperson for True Swords,
which I think we already are.
I want us to be the spokespeople.
I'm getting some weird things on my sound.
And I noticed you said spokesmen. Like what? The like fuck, what? Women don't matter.
Yeah, oh. It's called spokes it.
Spokes they.
Spokes they.
Not making fun of gender identity, but I think spokes they is
busted.
Awesome. spokes them.
All right. Anyway, so this is Did You Reddit. If you want to hit us up, email hi@didyoureddit.com. You can go to our Facebook page, didyoureddit.com. Well, actually, Did You Reddit is our Facebook page. If you go to didyoureddit.com, website's still under construction, probably will be for the rest of time. So it's always going to redirect to our Facebook page.
Which is great, too.
Anyway, so we were talking about swords. We were talking about testicles. They actually segue nicely into actually what we're talking about today. It seems insane, but it's true. Today, the topic we're going to be talking about, or the subreddit we're going to be talking about, is beer money. So for anybody, I feel like we need to do a very quick what happened on Reddit last week, because this week has been kind of spicy for some strange and obscure reasons. But stay with us. We're going to talk about beer money this week. Okay, so for anybody who hasn't been paying attention, I don't know if you guys have been following this, but EA Sports has been basically every post on Reddit this past week. Oh. And we'll do a really quick out of the loop on what has been going on, because I assume there's probably something on out of the loop about... Actually, can you bring up out of the loop? Make sure there's probably something about EA Sports. We're not going to belabor it, but every week, we haven't been doing this lately, but every week we try to do a little summary of what's been going on. If for some reason you've been literally not following Reddit, or I don't know what you're up to, but
yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing with your
life?
Get
on Reddit.
Get on Reddit. But this week, like 60% of the top posts on the front page have all been about EA Sports and Battlefront 2, right? Are you seeing this, Dog Boobs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an out of the loop on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, it's very long.
Well, let's try to... Is there a TLDR on it?
Let me see. Those assholes, no.
What a fucking criminal. Well, read... Get to the juice of... Well, try to read it as much as you can, since you're amazing at reading in public.
I am really good at reading in public.
And then we'll...
Okay.
Well, maybe I can add a little bit to it, and then we'll get to the topic of the day.
Okay, so when Battlefront 2 was announced, it was revealed that instead of season passes for maps and content, which historically has split player bases into haves and have-nots, and made it harder to find games, Battlefront 2 would offer free maps and heroes to avoid splitting the community. In return, they'd be offering loot crates for premium currency. While some games might not offer loot boxes for cosmetic options, Battlefront 2 is using loot crates as their primary form of progression through the multiplayer content via star cards. Each class, including starfighters, I don't know what any of this means, by the way.
I can sum up basically what's been going on up to this point, like what you've just described.
Is it basically like, if you have money, you're going to do better at the game?
It's that to the extreme.
Oh, fuckers!
I know. So we've gotten to this point with video games where, and EA is notorious for this. Like they're really into these microtransactions, right? And microtransactions are essentially, if you want to progress in the game, just pay us a little bit of cash to get the loot box that you need to progress in the game, right?
In-app purchases,
right? And if you don't pay for them, it's just insanely difficult, and it takes an insane
and
amount of time.
Not fun,
and not fun, right?
That's how it works when you're like pulling permits down at City Hall.
That's actually true. It's almost like that. But the problem with Battlefront, so it's the new Star Wars game.
Yeah,
Battlefront EA locked. I want to say Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader.
And Chewie and Leia.
So all the main characters in the game of this incredibly important, historically, like very fan, like huge fan base franchise, they locked all
the Star Wars,
main,
right?
Yeah, Star Wars. They locked all the main characters. the Star Wars movie.
I love that movie.
they locked all the main characters. So it totally.
So who are you gonna be, like John Whippy,
right?
Whippy-nose? Pretty much. I mean, it's got to be some other space, just some random space.
John Whippios.
John Whippios. So anyway, that's the gist. They really fucked up, and because of that, and because we are a cult of outrage, and gamers are really intense, and the Reddit community loves jumping on something that's like a good opportunity for a meme and completely destroying it. They have just gone absolutely ham on EA this week. So almost every top post this week has been about EA, and it's kind of gone across every sub, which I actually find kind of endearing.
Yeah.
I think literally if you go to top of this week, you have...
That is so fucked.
I know. So it's, yeah, I mean, oh, actually this is another really important part of this too. So... The post that EA apologized to Reddit, that literally the EA PR team apologized in a post.
Was it super stale? And
it was incredibly stale, and it said basically like,
was
you
it
know,
a
we,
bot?
We,
a bot?
No,
Reddit.
It wasn't a bot. It sounded like it though, but it was like, we do this so that the players can get can maximize their like joy and self. I don't remember how they worded it, but it was like a. It was something that I was essentially alluding to, like you'll love the act of achievement, right?
They,
it was like
they
really
dug in even
stupid,
deeper,
right? But that is the that in the history of Reddit has the most downvotes of any post ever.
Oh my God.
By quadruple the previous, right?
Whoa.
So it made this incredible landmark and it became like a meme. You see this a lot on Reddit right now where it's like, if you double the likes on this post and I'll double the frogs in this picture thing. You guys have seen this. And so it's kind of like these shit post karma whoring kind of things, but it kind of became that for downvoting EA and their public response. So it was like, we can do it, guys. We can get to 100,000 downvotes. Let's keep going.
Jesus.
So it
became a meme to downvote.
Yeah. So it became, and then
that's creamy, dude.
Totally. And because of that, you saw like Data is Beautiful had a thing on it because it was like showing the data of the lowest or the most downvoted posts. And then you saw the EA one and whatever. So
they gave the game away for free, right?
No, it's actually in pre-order, which makes it even more complicated. So
it's a $59 game.
$60 game, but it's
after you buy it, you have to continue to buy.
Yeah, like
but
this,
you actually don't
totally.
Get to buy. Oh,
the $60 game is basically cool. Everything I've read makes it seem like the $60 game is basically buying a demo.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like I just found a really good summarized version from user Lord Thundercunt to unlock.
Wait,
your-
have we?
There is a Chad.
I feel like we've...
Or Stacy Thundercunt and Chad Thundercunt.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. But this is Lord Thundercunt.
This is Lord Thundercunt. Cool. To unlock heroes in the game, you either need to A, grind for 40 plus hours. Earned credits aren't based off skills, by the way. So the same person who's like getting 100 plus kills and zero deaths gets the same amount of credits as the guy who gets zero kills and 100 plus deaths.
Pure trash.
For like 40 hours, like an entire week's worth of work. Or you pay $60, which is the price of the game itself. So you double the cost of the game and get everything, or you just have to play your entire life away.
Yeah,
play your life away.
I don't mind them keeping the best characters locked if you have to go earn, beat some sort of whatever.
Skill.
Just to be able to pay
right.
is so whack,
dude. It's so whack. Agreed.
That's so lame.
Exactly.
Like, you're just saying... You can pay for success,
right?
Which,
well,
I guess technically you get found out, right?
I mean, that's the thing. Like Darth Vader, I think it makes sense. I mean, you're right. Like it's historically that happens. Like you do that with like on a basketball game. It's like Michael Jordan. Like to get him, you got to like beat the game, and then you can play with Michael Jordan. It's like that's normal math, and it makes sense, right? Yeah.
That's good game
cheat codes, man.
It's called game logic. Dude.
It's game logic, right? But this, I think, this was just a really extreme example of the trend.
Microtransactions
in games. And I think that anytime people are tolerant of intense capitalism until it reaches a breaking point, and then people turn on it really aggressively, and it can ruin a company, right? So
we just feel like a bunch of bovine just getting
It's usually, you'll
see wonder what that threshold is. Like,
I mean,
a company's always trying to find that perfect balance.
Well,
fucking over customers
I'm sure there's an economic equation that probably is solve this that we are not privy to, but
I bet I'll figure it out one day.
But I guarantee that EA did
you should
not
start over school
it.
As an economist.
I think I might
take out a bunch of loans.
Okay.
Okay.
That's basically a microtransaction right there. College in itself is a series of microtransactions.
Oh my god! Every
you have to
class
buy your
is like
goddamn
3K.
Book and shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
I saw a good beer money post about a guy getting out of college debt.
Oh really?
So
this will be a good segue into going into beer
thank
money.
You for
yeah,
doing
thank you.
Because
we have for all of our listeners, our repeat listeners, I know we've been getting a little sidetracked a lot lately. It's because we've done a night pod where we get drunk and B, we're just so excited.
We are.
We're working on listening and not talking over each other. Let us know how we're doing, guys.
Yeah.
We are actually, we are technically working on that.
I feel like we got better and then we got worse.
We get so excited.
It feels like a real conversation though, because everybody talks over everybody in a friendship.
That's true.
What you just said, I didn't listen to any of it, but I'm gonna just talk over what you said with.
I was thinking about what I was gonna say next.
I didn't hear that, but let me tell you my joke. Essentially, is what we do a lot.
Yeah, we do.
We're working on it.
We're gonna get better. Anyway, so beer money. So let's talk about Boobs. You want to do the honors and go through the metrics, etc. Read the rules.
Okay, so there are two. 122,000 basically online moneymakers. 383 online moneymakers right now. Beer Money is a community for people to discuss mostly online money making opportunities, except posts by Free Food Guy. Apparently, that's a guy. You shouldn't expect to make a living, but it's possible to make extra cash on the side for your habits slash needs. Rules are read the main sticky, most common beer money sites. You're allowed to submit questions or share news about these sites, but the post should not include a referral link or code asking people to PM you for one. Your Reddit account must be 1 month old to post or comment referral links and codes.
Okay. Nice.
This includes submitting a post or thread and commenting on other posts. Yeah, that is a good rule.
Like that spammers. Prevents, like, buy here, click here to get a free iPad.
Yeah. When you post a referral link, include a clickable non-referral link as well that is as visible and right next to the referral link. Don't just submit a blah, blah, blah. Basically, it's like, don't be a bot. But also, right. like, definitely give people ideas on how they can make extra money.
Because this sub is ripe for advertisers.
It is.
And so you have to protect against, like hey, you want to make some bucks? Come sell real estate with me and make $20,000 a week. Have you seen those signs?
Yes. Right this is on the radio.
You're like, $20,000 a week? I'm so rich.
Yeah. I'm looking for 60 talented people to help me flip houses in the LA area. And it's like... Fuck you.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. Man, that just
you're not going
like...
to make me rich for flipping houses.
Pyramid schemes are dope.
I love it. Nutrisystem or, you know.
Is Nutrisystem a pyramid
scheme? Goji juice or shit.
Oh, yeah. Goji juice is definitely a.
Goji juice?
Oh, I think man. So. Anyway.
There's a lot of shit.
Oh,
like
man.
That.
Scammed again.
I need to go make a phone call. quit a job.
All right. So this is a good. So this is. So we were talking about college. There are actually a few on here about students. This is actually a pretty good example of how Dog Boobs is going to go back to economic school using solely beer money. So
I think take me so long.
Take a long, long, long time. So I think what we should do, I think let's start with some of the tops.
Yes.
Because I think this one's pretty easy to wrap your head around, right? It's this is like a really cool resource for something that I think everybody is familiar with. It's a lot of these things that sometimes seem like scams, but then you kind of like dig under the surface and you go, actually, you can kind of benefit from this. And, you know, you could probably, you know, fund your incredibly bad cocaine habit with some of the money that you make from this. Right.
I think it's like a really fun idea because, I mean, obviously if you think about the title Beer Money, it's like, it's not, you're not making a living here. You're not making a ton of money. It's for like the extra little things that make life a little spicier, like beer or Coke. So if you like, you know, sell a testicle, for instance, you might,
that's like
have beer for life.
That's like Honda Accord money.
Yeah.
Honda
Accord. You're
money.
Right. That's pretty amazing.
That's big bucks.
Which isn't fucking fair, actually, because I'm not able to buy a Honda Accord with my testicle because I don't have a testicle.
That's
so
true. It's a patriarchal society.
It's fucked up.
It's unfair.
But yeah, so
how much do you get for eggs?
$20,000 a pop or something.
Like one, per one egg? Per like 1,000 eggs, probably.
I think they probably take like a 6-pack of eggs.
But then...
if you're selling a 6-pack
like
for $20,000, Baker's
Dozen. All I know is that it would freak me out thinking I have biological children out there somewhere.
Wouldn't it be cool to run into them on a train?
Yeah, or like fall in love with one.
And then you're like, hey, you look a lot like me.
Yeah.
You could be my kid. What and if I like, become... get away from me, you lady.
Get away from me, you freaky cougar. And I'm like, no, you look just like me.
No, dude, let's hug.
Let's
hug. No, I sold my eggs 20 years ago. I think you're my son.
No.
This is the beginning to a rom-com.
What if? Oh, my God. What if you started like dating some younger guy and then like suddenly realized like, oh, my God, maybe the reason I like him is because he looks exactly like me. Right. And I donated my eggs 25 years
the
ago.
The only way you could figure that out. I mean,
is by having a kid and like the kid has like 7 eyes.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
We're finishing each other's sentences.
Sandwiches.
We're finishing each other's sandwiches. Yeah. Dude, quit eating my sandwich.
What's that from? That's from a movie.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I thought that was the greatest joke ever. Right
it is. I mean, it is an amazing joke.
Oh, it's from Frozen. No, it's from Arrested Development.
Okay.
Wait, but
no, it's not from Arrested Development either.
It is. No, it is. No, it
doesn't seem like it would be in Frozen.
Yeah.
Wait.
For some reason.
It's just comedic
gold. It is from
Arrested
Development. And then I think
that feels right. Let's go with our feeling and not the internet.
Yeah, it's Arrested Development, but I think they actually do use that in Frozen.
That's really funny.
Okay, anyway.
I like it.
So I found
Arrested Development, it's the best.
It's the best.
Anyway, all right, so the top post last week, this is a good example of one of these posts. And again, like, you know that because these people have had their accounts for longer than a month, that they're not like, you know, spam artists from, say, Russia, since it's top of news right now, jumping in. So it's a great way to get $10 to $15 every night. Damn. Hey, everyone. Been using the app WinView for the last few weeks. Ooh. Made around $100 for only 2 weeks of playing. High overview. In the app, you play in rounds where you predict different plays during live sports games. Mm. So this is gambling.
Okay, it's gambling.
Pretty easy to grasp the first few rounds. For example, I always choose the choice, there's an assist in the next basket for the NBA rounds. Pretty easy, right? Because you know that statistically, there's probably going to be an assist. You play in pools of only 20 people, and the top 5 to 8 people get cash or tokens for entering higher playing rounds. So it's fairly easy to get money quickly each night. It's pretty passive, too. So that's another actually interesting point, passive incomes, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But if you don't have to be on your phone the whole time, questions usually appear in 5-minute intervals, so you can multitask pretty easily. Note that you can enter in any sports game regardless of the time of the quarter in the game. Here are some tips, since I'm posting my referral link. And that's also really interesting, that these referral links where you can make a shit ton of money just by posting something that people start using through something like Beer Money, right?
Yeah, man.
Literally pyramid scheming. Here are some tips, since I'm posting my referral link. If you want a better chance at winning, don't join the round right away. Wait a few minutes. Sometimes you'll get lucky and will be the first person and the only person in the room for a while. Thus, you get a leg up and have more opportunities to gain points to win. For NBA, never select yes for the last shot in is a three-pointer, unless it's in the fourth quarter. I have been at a last shot as a three-pointer in the first three quarters in any... I have never been a last shot as a three-pointer in the first three quarters of any of my games.
That is word vomit, but I get what he's saying.
Yeah, totally. To optimize your gains, look at the official sports sites and enter games where the current quarter is ending the quickest, and then after that game, go to the next game, which has a quarter that is ending quickly. This ensures that you play in as many rounds as possible and thus maximizing your chances for winning during that play. I feel like you'd be making more than $10 to $15 a night based on what this guy's saying. Anyway, prioritize sports rounds that you know. For example, back when they had MLB games, I didn't play in any of those because I know little about baseball, like dog boobs here.
Yes.
Instead, I focused on the NBA.
Like I would, because I know a lot about basketball.
For high entry level rounds where you have to pay 120 points, start at the beginning of the quarter because the first point I made is not a guarantee. Better to start at a level playing field than a last starter to be in the 20th person in the round. I don't know what that means, but
it's got to be a sports thing.
It's got to be a sports thing. But so this one, you can keep reading about it too, which we're not going to do. But so this is a good example of the kind of post that you see on Beer Money, where it's literally a game, a simple game. I don't really understand what the wagers are. It seems like maybe you put in a little bit of cash. And then you're just, you have to be smart. It's kind of, it's essentially like playing cards, right? It's like almost like counting cards if you're at a blackjack table, right?
Yeah.
You go like, well, what are the odds that this person is going to shoot a three in the fourth quarter of this game that's like they're down by 30, right?
It is so interesting how this is legal.
I know, right? It's funny because there are these weird legal loopholes. Like we saw that a lot with what was a really, really popular sports betting site, but for fantasy sports, DraftKings.
Oh yeah.
And like you look at the way DraftKings works and you go, how is this not gambling? I don't understand. Yeah,
how is that allowed?
But I guess,
didn't DraftKings get in trouble?
Like, they did get in trouble, but I guess what they're saying, I guess the logic of DraftKings was always that it does require skill, because you got to kind of like make the statistical comparisons, right?
Dude, whatever. This is too much.
That was a little complicated for me.
You know what? I'm just going to sell my eggs. I don't know about this.
So far, eggs is
thing.
Winning and testicles second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bronzing testicles is second.
I found an interesting one. This is like a transcribing website called transcribeme.com.
Okay.
And you essentially listen to things and then you write down, you're transcribing what is being said, and you
Amazing.
Pay 33 cents a minute.
Hey, Whoa. That's cool. So, I can type
that. It's so easy.
I think if you're the kind of person that could sort of sit there and check out
right.
and just like do that for
beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop,
well
beep,
crunch the numbers a minute, right? How many minutes are in an hour? About
100. I don't know, like
100. So that's like $300, right?
Yeah.
You're the economist, dog.
Yeah.
Groups.
That's like $300.
Right, so do the math.
So, dude, I mean,
how many minutes are in an hour? 100. If it's 33 cents for an hour or a minute, that's $300.
Yeah, I mean, that's good that's good economics, dude, right there.
Yeah, totally.
That's bulletproof economics.
That's bulletproof economics right there.
Boom.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But that's a just, really interesting...
That's my life move. I'm going there. College.
The sports one was about... It's kind of like a... Here is a game that you can play that if you're good enough at it, you will make money, right?
Yep.
But there's a whole other side of this that I think is a little bit more on those that kind of like you don't need to be that good. All you need to do is have a little bit of time and idle yeah. mind.
And I think a lot of these people are maybe post college looking right. for jobs.
Probably listen you to know, a podcast.
I just need some whatever. Cash to get by, but I don't want to go be like a Lyft driver because I don't have a hoopty.
But if you sell your testicle,
that's God. I only have two.
But if you could get an implant that makes it look like you still have both, would you do it?
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys produce so much sperm; like you do not need two testicles.
No, you don't. Why do you even have a backup?
I only like two because it fills out my Speedo nicely.
Exactly.
But if I could replace the symmetry with a faux.
But if you think about it, take one out. Maybe it'll just hang down the center and you've got symmetry right there.
That's actually true.
Really good
point. Better symmetry to have one.
Have you seen a ball sack before?
not up close.
That's not totally how they work. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to get a little bit of like sewing done. Right. You'd have to like make a special pouch. Which could hurt. Well, you're getting your testicle removed anyway.
It might be smart.
It could be a two-in-one.
Yeah, and then have the other one just replaced on top of the penis would be better.
So we're really, are we becoming male groin designers? Like,
yes.
Like high quality male groin designers
yeah.
right now?
Yeah, I feel like that's the next stage in tearing down the patriarchy.
I think it's definitely... I don't know. Does that reinforce the patriarchy or does it tear it down?
I don't know. Think about it. We've been doing like special designer boob implants for years.
Right.
To make boobs more beautiful. Let's make balls more beautiful and make them into new shapes and designs.
I don't think you can sell body parts on the open market. I think there's a medical process.
Yeah,
and the reason
why
I'm getting to this is because
would be great to
at $30,000 a testicle,
everyone would do
there
it.
Are a bunch of wealthy like Ariana Huffington would buy like, you know, 50 of them.
Right.
And then wear them to the next
political
rally.
They'd
and be
like Bitcoin.
You know the tassels on the bottom of a jacket, like a leather
you
Montana
just have, like...
jacket? Those are just testicles. And she kind of shakes her arms back and forth and she's like...
It makes like maracas noises.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm a powerful woman.
I mean, there's that is the best symbolic way to destroy the patriarchy, I think, is just wearing...
Like I'm wearing balls
middle class, blue collar, oppressive,
balls.
White men... ball sacks on your jacket.
Like a scalp.
Yeah.
Like
a scalp. Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Like I'm tearing through the Western frontier and the way I'm going to prove it to everybody that comes and goes like, hey, do you know anybody who knows how to get from here to Utah? Or do you go talk to the guy with all the Indian scalps?
Yeah,
right?
Think of that. Think of
Native American scalps,
an old Western Ariana Huffington walking into a saloon with this jacket of dangling.
Yeah, testes.
Testes. And like everybody in the bar gets real quiet.
Right.
We've had a lot of good ideas, but that's up there.
I'd watch a movie. That sounds like a Tarantino movie.
That does sound like a Tarantino movie.
And when the revenge of the white man comes, they all come in a $30,000 Corvette. All of them. They're like, we want our balls back. We thought we needed this money for Corvettes, and we made a huge mistake.
I was going through a divorce at the time, and I regret it.
Want my dignity back.
I love that idea. They all show up in like red and yellow Corvettes. Yeah. They all have like kind
that's
of
what you do with $30,000.
Gray,
you get like a 6 year old Corvette.
You're like, I just got I got my kid back.
Oh, I love
it. And, you know, my wife and I are working through things. I would love my ball back, please.
Please, por favor. Yeah.
Think of that face off. The town, like, everybody closes their shutters, and it's just Ariana Huffington and, like, a group of Corvettes, like, facing off in a dirt street.
This is a great movie.
That is so cinematic.
I want to score
anyway.
I want to score it. All right, so... So that is so. Even though we're talking about that, and this does have to do with
it
the
does.
Pod, because we're talking about it in terms of selling assets that you have easily for money.
What
However,
would you do
I
for
wouldn't
cash?
Call that beer money though, because I think the beer money concept and the whole point of this sub is a lot more like making $100 a week, making $50 sitting down typing, right? So.
It's walking around money.
It's that weekend wham. Yeah. I forgot about that. Walking around money. So this is another really, really good one, like the transcribing one. This is actually the top post of all time, which probably means that it's legit and it does well, unless it's grand troll. I don't think it is, though. So this is, I made $108 last week having unstructured conversations online with people who need to practice English. And that's like a perfect example
that's
of that, right?
Great one, especially if you're a social person who likes to.
Right.
If your friends are always telling you you talk too much,
totally.
Like me, at least they don't say it, but I feel like I feel it.
You know? Yeah.
This would be a great way for me to make a little wham.
Get on
the blower with a couple of people trying to learn English.
So what?
Like,
so
I learned
what
a couple
so
words.
About Ariana Huffington, and like with, she has like ball sacks on her jacket, and would you buy that movie or are you, you know?
They're like, I learned a certain
kind
of...
Do they have stuff like that in Iran?
I learned a certain blend of English today.
Yeah.
It's not quite...
a very specific... We should actually... That would be an amazing thing if we signed up...
We should be ESL teachers.
And we were ESL teachers, and all we did was have this podcast in class.
Oh.
The things those people would learn based on learning English from the conversations we have...
Dude, they learn street justice, bro.
Hilarious.
They learn the streets.
That's probably true.
Because this pod is super street.
They would know what the ball sacks behind Dodger Rams are, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
And Hams
can't. No longer confused.
So anyways,
how confused would you be if you're from another country and you get to America and you're like...
You see that thing?
That truck has testicles.
It would be very confusing.
What does that mean?
What is the coolest country ever?
You know, does he have special powers? Will
that would
take
be
my
an
soul?
Amazing takeaway for somebody who's visiting here. They're here for 12 hours.
Right.
And they're stuck in LA traffic. And like six of the hours is just stuck behind a Dodge Ram with a ball sack at the end.
And they're like terrified.
They're just like, I don't like understand sweating. America, but like that gave me a pretty good example
this
of
the
what
Wild
I assume.
West. Like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, they cut people's balls off and put them on their cars. Like, fuck.
That does seem incredibly uncivil. That's hilarious.
Right?
LA's
think
the
about
best
it.
Place to
it's
visit.
The best. All right. So that site Cambly. So I made $108 last week having unstructured conversations online with people who need to practice their English. So this is the sub. This is the top of all time, which means, like I said, it's probably somewhat legitimate. Who knows if the referral link still works? It was submitted 7 months ago. I started working for Cambly a little while ago, a week ago. You earn 10.2. You earn $10.20 per hour to chat with people who are learning English as a second language. For the most part, the conversations are just fun and casual. I talked to a little boy about Batman for half an hour, for example. Occasionally, someone will ask me a specific question about English grammar or a certain expression, but if I don't know the answer, I can quickly Google it and send them the link. The best part about it is that you
what's
can do
gerund?
It. What's
a gerund? Well,
can you explain what wham means?
Why don't you try to answer that yourself real quick? Yeah. Like typing it
hold on
Google.
1 second.
So the best part about it is that you can do it literally any time of the day. I've worked with other similar sites, and most of them want you to do it on a set schedule, which can be difficult at peak hours or inconvenient time zones due to time differences. For instance, another site I've worked with needs teachers to commit from 6 to 9 p.m. Beijing time, which is 5 to 8 in the morning for me. With Cambly, I can just sit down and sign on to take calls whenever I feel like it. Also,
I like that 5 to 8 thing. Sorry.
That would actually kind of be a nice way to start. But
you know you're a go-getter if you're like, before work, I work.
Yeah
totally.
God damn,
make some quick beer
before
cash.
That, I was at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy at all.
Oh, wow. This is actually interesting, too. So other sites also require you to dress professionally and conduct lessons in a very specific way and have a very specific headset. But this one is like very casual, very fun, very easy. You still have to apply, but you get approved. You can start doing it immediately. So
I'm gonna,
that's a really cool one.
I might do this. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a really cool time.
And then, and then you
$108 a week? Dude, you're going to be a millionaire in a couple
hundred
years. Yeah.
Well, dude, you put that 100 away every week.
Put it in an IRA.
Yeah.
Put that in an IRA, compounding.
Your Roth IRA.
Compounding assets.
Think about it.
What if you fell in love with somebody from your class across the seas?
That's another movie.
Another movie.
God, it's such a good movie.
And you meet up in that saloon.
And you're like, then, nasty. And then you just walk out.
Maybe it is the same movie. It all takes place.
It's all going to take place here. It's called Beer Money, the movie.
Beer Money, the movie.
I just found a really funny thread on Beer Money that has zero upvotes. How do I do surveys but don't give personal information? So this person's like, I'm not 18, but I want beer money to buy some side stuff. I don't want to give my address or credit card or phone number. I still want to make money from doing surveys. So this person, wild_muses, is like, what site are you doing? It shouldn't be asking for your credit card number. Your address and phone number are already public info, so, like, who cares? So this guy's like, this sweet, like, probably 14-year-old kids, like, okay, thanks for the info, but I still have some questions. What about those that are like, tell me the age of your siblings and their genders? Oh, what do I do for those? This person, like, tell them? What could they possibly do with raw demographic data like that?
Wait, they're asking them for their sibling names?
Yeah, their sibling ages and genders. And this person's like, I don't want to reveal anything about myself.
I mean, that's...
Like, who... You could make it up.
Yeah, you can make that up, but that's also, like...
Who cares?
That's insanely creepy, though.
Yeah, but if you're doing a cert and they're just I'd be like, sure. Like, what?
Yeah,
what,
like,
difference does that make?
They're all named Jeff, and they're nine. All
right?
Of them. Yeah.
Like, it's not like they're asking for their addresses and their names. It's like,
yeah, it's
how
strange.
Old are they?
It seems like a feeder program for Diddlin.
Yeah, this kid seems
feeder program for Diddlin.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like the Diddlin stickers on the back of your car.
Diddlin sounds like fishing, like a colloquial term for fishing.
Like fishing a certain kind of fish called, like, a diddler.
We're going diddling.
A diddler.
Yeah.
Got six trout and seven diddlers.
I went diddling over the weekend with my paw.
Diddlin are good, great for fish tacos.
Yeah, dude. Fry them up in your diddler. I don't know.
So you just diddlers. Use diddler in multiple different ways?
Yeah. How much information it's would like you give to a survey to make some money? Not a lot of money.
I mean, I often take surveys and give as much fake information as I can get away with.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you just believe, because you're of the satanic religion, do you just believe in chaos?
I believe in no gods.
Yeah.
And I believe zero gods.
Except for Nicolas Cage.
Except for
the
Nick
one
Nick
true
Cage.
God.
Yes.
I think my mic just sounds, I just got a lot better. Did
it
you hear that?
Sounds creamier.
I wonder what happened there. Sorry. I think there was like a bunk mic input on my mixer.
All of a sudden, anyway. It sounds like Hidden Valley Ranch, dude.
I think we just solved the problem that I've been dealing with for ever since we got this new mic.
There's like a corn nut stuck in that one port.
Yeah. Something. Corn nut. That's my favorite food, corn nuts.
That's
my favorite gas station. I need something that's going to keep me moving for the next 3 hours. Food. It's corn nuts. Yeah. Because all it is, I mean, it's salt
so
and corn. It's like
salt,
not even that
corn. You don't even digest it. It comes out.
That's
your poop.
True, exactly.
And the risk that
gives
you could
something to do.
Bust a tooth in half is very exciting.
That's true.
Every time you're like, could this be the
this
still got my teeth.
One. I survived it. Another bag of corn nuts.
Another bag of corn nuts to go. Anyway, all right. So
that's a different.
What were we asking? You were asking how much
like personal information would you give?
I would give. Not like name and address and stuff, right? But everything else, I think you're welcome to know.
Yeah, like you can have my age.
Right.
I don't identify as a gender.
Yeah, you're a spokes.
I'm a spokes they.
Spokes they.
Not making fun. Just spokes finding they. The humor in life.
I gotta say, I am making fun.
Okay.
I am. I'm
having
a
laugh. I'm being honest about it.
I'm centrist.
You guys are both liars.
That's true. I'm not.
Spokes today.
I would never. I feel like the most personal information for me would be my workplace.
Yeah, you don't
like.
Want,
I feel like that is ripe for the blackmailing.
You don't want a stranger to send you a singing telegram.
No, or like send something to anyone at my company and be like,
somebody else is selling singing telegram.
Yeah.
I don't
like
feel
someone
like
who's good at Photoshop showing
from
me like
you
fucking a horse or something.
They'd be like, Aaron, I really appreciate you sending me that beautiful
yeah.
barbershop quartet. And be like, I didn't do that.
Oh my God, I didn't do. They were like, but I was gonna give you a raise for it.
You're like, I told this kid in South Korea where I worked, and he must be fucking with me. I'm sorry.
That barbershop quartet
yeah.
was not me. I would never have done that.
That's a really funny prank to play on somebody. To send barbershop quartet singing like, telegrams to people and say it's from other people that they know and just kind of like let it happen.
That's like starting
from
a war.
Aunt Sheila.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
She knows I can't stand barbershops. Or quartets.
I've been afraid of barbershops since I was 18 months old. God. That's a great way to scare people.
Ever since they stole my hair. My hair.
This sub is covering a lot of ground.
It is.
Or this pod, rather. All right, so another one. So let's do a... So this is actually... This was top news. We don't need to belabor this one because I know it was just a... I don't know if anybody ever... No one obviously has done this yet, but Hustler founder Larry Flynt offers $10 million to anyone with information leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump. This was 1 month ago.
Damn.
And this is real news. This was in the Washington Post. So if you got that hot information,
$10 million.
Like, that is not beer money.
What about that dude with the dossier?
Well, the P dossier?
Yeah. 10 mil?
So that's actually a really interesting topic. I heard on the news the other day that apparently there are whole teams of people in the American federal government in charge of trying to disseminate all the fake P videos that are coming to them right now because they have all these fake videos of like fake Donald Trumps.
Would you do that for beer money?
Hell yes, I would. I would do that.
For
I would do
free.
That. I would pay $10.99 a month to do that.
To act in a faux video. Like if you are a lookalike, is that...
Oh, now we're talking acting in the P video. Wait. I don't know about that.
I thought that's what we were...
This one's like, would you sift through tons of fake ones?
Oh, so you're watching vids.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting excited for, which is what I was getting excited for, was that you actually become Trump and you pee
yeah.
on a faux Moscow hotel room bed.
Here's my question.
It's grainy, right? It's grainy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can't tell it's
no,
you.
No, you don't know it's you. You can even be wearing an anonymous mask if you want.
How's anybody going to know it's you if you're dressed like Donald
exactly.
Trump?
Exactly. Here's my question.
Bulletproof.
In this Donald Trump video that 99% definitely exists... Is he peeing on prostitutes in the bed, or are the prostitutes peeing on him in the bed?
I read it that he was peeing on them, but I would have
Ew.
To double check.
That's so fucking gross. Somehow, I feel like it would be less gross to see him getting peed on.
Should we pause for a sec?
Yeah, because for some reason the mic is being weird.
We're going to edit this part out.
Yeah. Ah!
Are we back? Hold on.
We're back.
Let's
we're
do
back.
A clean back.
I'll put in some we'll figure it out.
Hold on.
Elevator music.
Let's clean, all say the number 6 on 3.
1 on 6.
Wait, what?
Hold on. 3 4 5 6.
We're back.
I'm
we're
so
back.
Confused.
And we're back.
All right. Say the number 6 on 3. That's how we know when to come in.
Yeah, that's everybody uses that in radio. Dude. That's a standard
three.
Radio.
Six.
Dude, 666, bro. You just got deviled. All right.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity.
All right.
Here's one. There's a huge class action lawsuit that most people are eligible for.
Oh.
It's free money.
Action lawsuits are actually a good way to get
this is kind of like the most passive version of beer money. Like, all
right.
you have to do is... be on, sign up and probably sign some affidavit.
Right.
Some
affidavit.
Some affidavit. And then you're in. So this is a lawsuit against lithium ion battery manufacturers.
Oh.
So if you bought a battery a product with a lithium ion battery from 2000 to 2011, which
everybody
isn't
ever.
That all
there's
batteries?
This class action. So I'm pretty sure the way these things work is like there's a team of lawyers who are like, "Okay, we got to find a class action, dummy here." And so they find this, they get 1,000 people together, and then they do this lawsuit. Now the way it's going to work is like there's going to be this payout of $100 million, and it's going to get disseminated to all the people that are involved. So if there's 1,000 people, everyone's going to get like $100. Is that econ add up?
$100,000.
That's the math.
Yeah,
that's,
totally.
Okay. There's 100 people. There's going to be like $1,000 each.
There's like $100 million lawsuit. 100 people sign up. You get like $30. $30,000.
Guys, the numbers check out. Let's go to the numbers.
I'm still going to school for this, so give me a break.
So, but the lawyers, I think their take on cases like this are anywhere from 40 to 60% off of the
Holy
the take.
Smokes, you for real?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just say 40 just to be low. So
whoa.
Out of econ, out of if they take in 100 million, 40% of 100 million is at least 50 million.
Yeah,
and it's 40 million.
I sued someone one time. True story.
Sick.
And yeah, they take so much. Like, I think they started.
The lawyers do?
Yeah.
What'd you sue for?
Because they're pro.
Car accident.
Oh.
And it was.
Was it Bender and Bender?
It was Celino and Barnes.
Celino and Barnes.
Did we talk about this on a previous? Yeah.
Probably. Because, like, I mean. I think.
Did you sign a confidentiality?
Yeah,
are you
probably.
Allowed to talk about
they
this?
Take percent, but then if they do, they take percent.
Whoa, so there's tiers.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
Okay.
Anyway, Rippers, Celino, and Barnes. Do you see the new signs?
No, what
the
does
Barnes
it say?
Firm. They broke
oh,
up.
Oh shit.
Oh dude, so what's Celino doing? He's working at the Pep Jiffy Pep.
Probably. Probably
Pep?
Driving for Lyft or something.
Driving for Lyft. Hey, aren't you Jeff Celino?
Wait, from Celino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888. And he's like, fucking don't remind me.
What are you doing working at the Jiffy Pep, dude?
Yeah, Jiffy Pep.
I thought you were an attorney, a successful one.
We're creating this whole world in our minds of this weird Western where there's a Jiffy Pep on the corner. where Jeff Celino works.
By Jeff Celino.
And then
Jeff Celino.
And Ariana Huffington with all her ball sacks on her jacket. All the divorced dads and the Corvettes roll
I'm gonna
up.
I'm going to spend the next week like making
politely,
an image of this.
Politely asking for their ball back.
Politely demanding, but like really they're scared.
Well, did you meet the Celino or Barnes?
No.
Damn.
I know.
Kinda
it was a bummer.
It.
Because it would have been really cool now to know about their breakup if I'd known them personally.
Talk to
them
about it on Facebook. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about a couple more of these so we actually can stay on topic. So
free food guy. I know we kind of mentioned
this
guy.
I don't think we mentioned it while we were on the air.
It was in the rules. It was something about free food guy. So that's a tag that has been given to a user named Tubular Johnny, which I feel like we should guild.
That guy's cousins with Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Tubular Johnny. So he has this free food guy's free food guide. So
amazing.
Here he's got 11 ways you can make or you can just get free food from eating out.
Right.
So there's Scout Mob, an app with amazing discounts, Groupon. He just like gives you amazing details. Free Waffle House. If you get an app called Roadie, it's partnered with Waffle House and you use the promo codes Roadie10, Love16, Alt15, Earth15, you get end up with like $50 of credit.
Right. He also has his own sub, by the way.
Fucking
free food guy.
Hey.
And if you click on this dude, we need to guild this boy.
Yep, we do.
All right. So we're going to guild
the
free food guy this
boy.
Week. So, if you click on him and you kind of go through his previous posts, like his whole career on Reddit is predicated on giving free food.
I love that.
Free any size drink at Starbucks. Free Chick-fil-A breakfast entree through September 30th.
He's also got his own website, freefoodguy.com.
Wow. This guy is...
Ooh, free sub sandwich at Subway. I need this because... Okay, so real quick side story. Real quick.
Okay.
I DoorDashed myself a foot long the other day
because
I'm lazy as fuck. And I got an Italian, a spicy Italian, and I added avocado, extra lettuce, and banana peppers. I got foot-long bread with avocado, lettuce, and banana peppers only.
What a fucking nightmare.
This How many people need to fuck up to make that happen?
This is why I don't like getting delivery unless it's from Chinese food restaurants.
No, they get it right. Because even if they get it wrong,
well, you
they
never
get it
substitute
right.
in a Chinese food restaurant. You just get what it is.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like their whole thing is delivery. It's like the Chinese food way.
But to get like to get a I don't know, something classy delivery, like sushi, I would never get delivery.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
Oh, I never do that. It's crazy.
So risky.
It's really good though, Sugarfish.
But it's going to roll
around. Oh, I haven't done Sugarfish delivery.
Hey,
it's good. But it's like $80.
Holy shit.
Not really, but I mean it's $30 plus it's like $50.
Dang.
It's
well, that's the opposite of beer money.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry to derail.
What do you guys think of the irritated about that? This is a post that somebody wrote about using Craigslist to get beer money. And it's not what you're thinking. We're not jerking off on the feet.
Damn, shit. Not peeing on anybody.
It's essentially just taking your small items that are cluttered around your house and selling things for $5 to $10 to $15 to $20 and just like getting rid of crap. Like post it on Craigslist, $5. Low ball.
But I don't I guess that's technically beer money.
Well, yeah, people come to you. You're using the internet. It's something you can do from home and you don't need to.
But it takes a little bit of time, though. I always get really irritated. Whenever I have to sell something on Craigslist, I'm like, oh, get
to
it.
What sucks is if somebody shows up and they inspect it like it's, you know, a Fabergé egg, and then they're like, not interested. You're like, it's $10, man. Just take it or leave it. Like, you're already here. Just give me the $10. Hey, that kind of stuff is
$10.
Annoying.
Give me $10, man.
Just give me the $10. I'll cut your head off. yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of down with that because I like getting rid of clutter, and I feel like everybody has so much shit laying around.
Yeah.
That it's like a cool way to just dump your crap for $5 to $10. And then look, at the end of the week, you might have $45
yeah.
for your sugar fits.
Right.
To feed your sugar fits.
It's like an Irish sushi bar.
Sugar fits.
Sugar fits.
Sugar fits.
So here's,
I can't do an accent.
You can't. That was every time you try, it comes out.
Sugar fits.
I'm also very good at accents.
Sugar, old woman.
Old southern woman.
Fuck.
So what? So here's a question that I think we haven't really addressed. We've talked about how you earn it, but how do you guys spend your beer money?
Ooh.
Because beer money is a colloquialism in this context. Maybe you do spend it on beer, but...
You're right. That's a good question. I'm going to pull up bankofamerica.com.
I use a Roth IRA, actually.
Do you guys invest beer money into like a stock thing?
No.
No,
I should.
I turn all my cash into $2 bills. And then I walk around town buying things and go, you better hold on to that. That's a lucky $2 bill.
I find it strange, speaking of economics, that the $2 bill is still valued at $2 because everybody thinks of it as a sought-after commodity.
Yeah.
That the basic rules of economics would suggest that it would increase in value because of both its scarcity and its demand.
Yeah.
Right.
But people still just call it $2, which I find kind of strange.
It should be worth at least like $4.
Agreed.
Yeah, totally.
$3.50.
I actually do think it's a good idea if you have beer money, apart from doing the normal things where you kind of spend it ostentatiously on things that you just kind of want for whatever reason. But I like the idea of putting it towards like basic stock things because I have
That's a good idea.
I have. Do you have Wealthfront or any of those automated?
There's one called Acorn that I just saw.
Acorn is it takes your spare cash.
It takes like spare transactional change. So if
which
you
is a good idea.
Swipe your debit card for something that's $20.20.
Right.
It puts like
80 cents to 80 cents. Yep.
Whatever. Whatever makes it.
Takes $6, puts it in your account.
Puts it in towards mutual funds, right?
So I used to have that.
That's awesome.
I was reading once about.
Sounds like a great idea.
It sounds like a great
idea. I
haven't
used it.
But I think from what I can tell, it only really pays dividends at higher numbers just by the nature of the economy and the market.
Yeah.
I would suggest, so I use Wealthfront, and I know there's a few different iterations of Wealthfront. Wealthfront is, it's automated, it's like robo investing.
Yeah.
So it's essentially, and I mean, who knows, the market will probably crash and I'll be broke, but.
Yeah, robots are going to run everything.
Robots
soon.
Are going to run everything.
They
but
might
it,
as well.
You, it's like
so wait, you're giving your money to a robot?
Pretty much. Spend it on robot
robots
hookers.
Can lie, you know, and say that they're investing it. That's and they're true. Just keeping it.
So they, so you, you, you put money into essentially into a savings account,
right?
And you can access the money anytime, but it's because it's putting that money into, you know, mutual funds and indexes and whatever. It ends up your value increases dramatically. So I, you know, I've put in, I don't know, some like savings money, and then, you know, I've like earned like a like $1,500 or something,
dude.
From so from just putting cash.
How
in
often
it, right?
are you making? How often does a deposit get made in the account?
Well, now I use it as my primary savings. Like I have a savings account, and then I have the Wealthfront account. And the Wealthfront account, the savings is pretty static. Like I just kind of like don't touch it unless I need money for whatever reason. But usually I only pull from checkings. And then now whenever I get money that I'm like, I could actually probably put some of this in the savings, I put it in Wealthfront. So now it's like, it kind of is increasing in value. And
wow.
And then I'll get audited and I'll have to go to prison. So,
dude, well done. I love that.
How do you, and then, how? But what's their payment schedule? Is it monthly? Is it bi-monthly?
No, you could schedule however you want. I mean, you can.
I've never really done this. So.
Oh, do you mean like, how do they pay you out?
They keep put it in money their account. In to some business.
Well,
and then
no, they it's a little confusing, but essentially you put money into an account.
Right. So it's daily then.
No. Well, they are working on a typical market transactional basis where okay, it's like the bots.
So day to day.
Yeah, they have bots that are literally just running your account to make sure that is optimized for the current market system, right? So
right.
So if you put in $20 and it goes, cool, we're going to invest this $20 across all these things, and then over the course of the day it's making microtransactions to make sure that like
microtransgressions.
So maybe in a year you might now have your account might have like $29, right? Or whatever. Because it's just kind of making these microtransactions that are then, you know,
so it's like a savings account.
It is a savings account.
It is.
You should do it.
The website's beautiful.
And then you can choose whether or not you want to be risky or
yeah,
or,
exactly.
I think the other term is pussy.
Yeah. That's risky or chump. Those are the two terms they use.
There's just a slider bar on their website. Like, do you want to fucking go for it? Or do you want to be a total poon wagon?
poon wagon. You know what really sucks?
Well, I don't want to be a poon wagon, so I guess I'm going to be fucking.
Think of the dichotomy
Chad
there.
Thundercock.
Ballsy.
Oh, that's
or
true.
Or pussy.
That's true.
Yeah. Ballsy is like, you go for it. We respect you.
Why don't we swap those? Yeah, I want to be a pussy.
Oh, pussy's there you go. The new Chad Thundercock.
Yep.
I like
and
it.
And I don't want to be ballsy because that means...
Fighting the patriarchy, guys.
You only need one, you know?
That's true.
I actually... That is pretty interesting, yeah, that like the art language is based around. Like it sort of...
Think about it.
It makes...
It delegitimizes
anything feminine
things.
Sound
yeah.
worse.
I love derailing our conversations like this.
Yeah. We constantly do it, but...
Thanks for...
Wealthfront.
Thanks,
and
she's our economist on the podcast.
our economist feminist.
Yeah. Econo-feminist.
Econo-feminist. So,
that's got to be a thing.
So that's... Wealthfront. I highly suggest it. Anybody listening to this... But actually, let me take that back. I use Wealthfront, but there are a couple others that are similar that, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to run your fucking accounts. So do your research,
actually,
but I find Wealthfront, et cetera, a pretty good deal.
Part of this podcast is dulling out economic advice.
Yeah, exactly. Like take everything we say about how to handle your market transactions very seriously and basically do whatever we say.
Yeah,
so,
do it.
Yeah.
It'll
I went
be
to
fine.
A pretty top college, so.
And I'm
Arizona
going
State.
To one.
It's yeah. top on a lot of lists, okay?
It is.
You just
oh,
they
man.
Don't let just anyone yeah. in.
They let
All right, so
everyone.
This is, so this is my favorite post I've seen on on this whole sub. So this is on all time. This was submitted 8 months ago. I don't see how far down it is, but it says, "Thank you, beer money," is the headline.
Ooh.
And the post is, "I am 14 and I was able to buy a tarantula by doing surveys online. Thank
oh my
you.
God.
This one was great. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
And then it's just a.
The kid's how old he's,
he's
was? 14.
14.
Yeah.
He bought a tarantula from doing surveys
online. The comments are great. And then the comments are like, "Hey, congrats, man." Like people are actually kind of proud of this
I'm
kid.
I'm sure, man.
They're like, "Hey, good job not spending this on actual beer." Like,
oh, Jesus.
That's pretty cool.
I like that it's like a kind of a shitty plastic tank with little tarantula in it. And
here's a WikiHow on how to pick a pet tarantula.
Oh, boy. Oh.
One, select a tarantula breed. Evaluate your experience level with tarantulas. If you've never owned a tarantula before, or if you've owned one for only a month or two, consider yourself a beginner. Okay.
Okay.
I guess I'm a beginner. And I'm going to derail our conversation one more time.
Well, this is important because
everybody
needs to know that.
Choose a beginner breed. Species like the common pink toe, the Costa Rican stripe knee, the Chilean rose, the curly hair. I want the curly hair. The Mexican red knee. Okay. Mm. Okay, I'm going to go with the curly hair.
Okay.
You got to avoid the venomous tarantulas if you have health concerns.
I didn't think there were venomous tarantulas, but...
I know. I guess it's just like itchiness, swelling, or very intense pain. Pick the right habitat.
Sounds okay, like gonorrhea.
So I'm going to say if I'm going with the curly hair, it's probably going to fit in a small 5-gallon tank. When it's fully grown. So I'm gonna get the smaller one. I'm not getting a Goliath bird eater. That's gonna need a 20-galloner. Jesus Christ.
That's really
their
intense.
Leg span can reach the diameter of a dinner plate.
Oh, Mike, fuck. That's a goddamn nightmare.
Mike, fuck.
Okay. And then it says number 3, most important, leave your tarantula in its habitat. They're very delicate. They can be unpredictable and drop from a few inches and rupture an abdomen and then suffer a slow and painful death.
That's really sad. I don't
okay,
want that
so happen. I'm going to take my curly hair, I'm putting it in my 5-gallon tank, and I'm leaving it there.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to spend my beer money on.
And don't throw them. Sounds like their droppability is smaller than an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't throw your tarantula.
What's more fragile, the iPhone X or your curly hair tarantula?
I think it's... I mean, definitely that's tarantula.
Yeah.
What I do is actually I strap an iPhone to the back of my tarantula, and so then that's how come I know where my phone is.
Yeah.
That's how you know where your phone is. That has no logical sense whatsoever.
You guys don't lose your phone all the time?
I strap my phone to the back of my tarantula. That's how I know where my phone is.
Yeah.
Okay. Your tarantula can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I keep it in its tank.
I go, where's my iPhone? And then Gilbert goes, it's over here, buddy. Squeak, it's on my back. And then he comes over.
Oh, man. That's so smart.
We are dead sober and we're having these conversations.
Oh, God. I know someone with a pet tarantula. They're not that scary when they're in their tank.
The person with the owner of the pet is not that scary. Because people with tarantulas are a certain kind of person.
I have a friend with a pet tarantula. He's not that scary when he's in his tank.
He's not as bad as you think he is.
That's what we call his apartment.
Yeah.
What else does he have? Let me just make a couple guesses. Does he have like a fern in a corner?
Of the tarantula's terrarium?
No, in his house. Let's give this guy a name.
Okay, it's actually
Bryson?
A woman.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
I know. And Sarah? It was left behind by a former roommate.
Which was a man or a woman?
A woman.
Wow. Whoa.
I know.
Didn't know there was a largely female tarantula owner.
So let me get this straight. Woman roommate 1 buys tarantula, says, I'm going to Oregon.
Yep,
fuck this place.
Basically.
And then roommate 2 is like, but then she's like, I'm going to leave my tarantula
behind? Yeah, she's like, well, I can't take my tarantula with me.
Wait, where was she taking like an international flight or something? Like how
she was, actually.
Oh, really?
I think there's a service tarantula rule where you can just
all
get
of this
a doctor's
is true.
Note.
I just am not revealing names. But okay. I think you definitely know her.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't
both
need,
of them.
I don't need to know names. I just need to know moving parts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the new one picked it up. And what do they feed them? Crickets and all that stuff?
Mealworms. They don't even have to be alive. They're just
dry.
That's
such a great name for food.
I know. It's like a whole meal in one worm.
Dinner steak. it says it right there on the
mealworms.
Mealworm.
It's
I know.
For
isn't
meals.
That cool?
Wow. Cool. Weird.
Anyway.
So,
wow.
If I'm dating a girl and I go over to her house and she has a tarantula, I'm going,
cool, man.
What are the surprises that are in here?
Yeah. Like, does she have an STD?
Does she have any... How many ferns
is
does she have?
Killed a person?
Probably. Her freezer's loaded with toes.
Toes! All I know is that I would never want a tarantula. Have you guys seen one in the wild ever?
It's like the most horrifying possibility.
It's exciting because they're basically animal. I mean, they're like cats.
It's like a chipmunk.
It's not just a spider. It's like an animal.
Yeah, it's a breathing fur covered animal.
I have zero interest in seeing a tarantula in the wild. I gotta be honest. Like, it's
hate them all. They're not out to get
you. No, they're not. They're not out to get you.
They're not gonna kill you.
No, they're actually of the desert dwelling creatures. They're actually probably the most docile.
Yeah, they're not. Because when you
compare them to, like, rattlesnakes will fuck you up in a moment. Scorpions will fuck you up in a moment.
Yep.
Coyotes are no joke. Right?
Even other spiders, like black widows, brown recluses
are garbage. Right? So brown recluses are really, really dangerous, but they're really innocuous. Right? You can't really see them.
No, they're so small.
It's in the name.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Same with black widows. Like, you typically don't run into them.
We've had several at our house.
Black widows you see a lot.
In your house?
Outside of our house.
Yeah, they prefer to stay hidden. Yeah. We're actually experts on spiders, too, on this pod.
Yeah. Ew, you know how you hold a spider?
Spiders.
There's a way to hold spiders if you're like a spider aficionado. Okay. You have to put your arm in water and then keep your hand out so the spider can't crawl up your arm.
Oh.
So like the water stops it from it keeps it on your hand.
Whoa.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's really scary.
Last thing I'll say about spiders. There's
your hand
a movie.
Is an island.
Yeah, yeah. Your hand acts as an island for the spider, which is good because if it crawled up your sleeve
I
had a gun on me,
you'd shoot.
I would shoot myself
in the chest.
In the face. Bringing it back.
Shoot it.
This is one of those moments I would kill myself. There's a movie from 1977 called Kingdom of the Spiders, and it stars William Shatner as literally an old Western veterinarian whose town gets run over by spiders, and he basically becomes the sheriff because, as a vet, he's the one who knows the most about spiders.
He's the only one that can figure it out.
Which is, let me guess, blow their heads off?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I forgot. What did you guys
ever do for beer money in college? Do you have any, side gigs?
I worked.
I mean, I guess people had regular jobs, but there's always what are gigs you did?
Well, okay, that's a good question. So let's go through our
jobs. And then also, what kind of beer were you drinking? I was up in that Keystone Light train.
I think we were, PBR started hitting its stride when I was in college. Yeah.
Fancy.
But what was I doing for beer money? I mean, I had real jobs and.
The hell does that mean? Like you're working down at the office?
Yeah. I was an accountant. In college,
I was a CPA.
Yeah.
Before I was an undergrad.
I mean, I worked at this bagel store. I worked at a coffee shop. I was a line cook and a dishwasher. I was worked in an office where I did clerical work.
What'd you cook?
That one was like a fancy restaurant where I did like a lot of salads and a lot of the guys who didn't need to have a culinary background.
Yeah, put the Caesar salad together.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're a salad bar guy.
Yeah. Okay. But it was most of the time I was a dishwasher.
Have you ever been to a Olive Garden? You're like, yes. They're like, you're hired for the salad bar.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Then you know how we do things here. You're hired.
We've stolen their playbook.
Awesome. What about you guys? What was your guys' beer money?
Dude, I was such a fucking deadbeat. I would just call my dad and be like, I ran out of money again.
Oh, this is back when you had credit cards and you were going to the Gap all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to close those accounts. But yeah, that's what I did. Like, I had a job, but I only had a job like junior and senior year. And
what was your job?
It was like a data entry type thing, like accounts payable, accounts receivable at some place.
Really and sexy stuff.
Yeah, real fun stuff.
Man.
But it was, you know, I got my own desk. I got my own Nook.
Ooh.
No one could see me go online. It was pretty cool. It was a good gig.
Free Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Wi-Fi up the wazoo. So also, the only bad thing was that the CEO's koi pond was right above my desk. And sometimes it would leak. It was like on the second story.
Underneath a koi pond?
Yeah. And like,
sounds
like
the basement.
Sounds like the basement.
I would like come in some days and there'd be like a bubble like in the ceiling. And I'm like, fucking koi pond is leaking again.
That's gonna burst.
Yeah, I'd have to move my computer, but that just means I didn't have to work for a couple hours.
Yeah,
which
that's cool.
Still get paid because I was clocked in.
You're praying for a total leak.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. And I don't want to get arrested, so maybe I shouldn't even say this.
You get a little of that Selena and Barnes cash going.
Exactly.
Maybe a koi hits you in the face.
Slaps me in the face, knocks an eye out. Oh my God, I could be set for life.
Get that Selena and Barnes cashish.
I would totally donate an eyeball for $10 million.
$10 million Yeah, I'd definitely do that. Are you kidding me? I mean, you can
buy
the lowest amount of money you can buy an eyeball for?
A real sick eyeball these days.
What's the lowest amount of beer money? That's a great question, Boobs. What's the lowest amount of beer money you would sell an eye for?
Let me think now.
$1 million I've basically seen everything there is to see already, so I'm good.
I'm solid. With two and it's eyes. Only one. It's only I don't one. Need depth perception.
No, I just need like a general lay of the land.
Enough to protect myself.
I would probably. I mean, that's one of those things where you can't help but barter a little bit because you don't want to set the price for your own goddamn eye. You know what I mean? Like you want to be like, well, how much you got?
Offering?
And then they'd be like, I only got $500,000. You'd be like, well, I've never given an eye away for less than $5 million. So,
no. You know, I was gonna
that's
say
a complicated
$5 million.
Organ, yeah.
$5 million though, that's not gonna last for long.
Is it taxable?
No.
All right.
Well, you bring up a good question, actually. I mean, the organ trade is for real, and there's an illegal organ trade online. And if somebody needs, a part that you have that, and they're willing to pay you a few mil for.
Think of it.
And you're poor. You need some cashish for your family.
Yeah.
And right. You want to buy them a house and get the ball rolling for your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
mm-hmm.
a good way to do it? I mean, it kind of is. Fuck it.
This is just okay because I've been thinking about it a lot and I'm like, I'm pretty good to my body. I don't know if I need two kidneys, you know?
Right.
I think you would spend all your money on at the Gap though.
I know. That's the problem.
You need to put it in a safe account where you can't touch it.
Yeah. Okay. I would have to give it to it's your dad to invest.
Yeah. He can invest for you.
I would just trust you with.
On another
that
note,
kidney money.
On a side note, I just signed up for Cambly, that site where you can teach kids how to learn how to talk in English.
Oh yeah, nice. And they call you?
Right, but I signed up as a student on accident.
Oh, sick.
So now I'm going to get on the phone with some people, with some like high schoolers, to be like, all right, what do you want to know about English? Be like, what do you want to know about English, guy?
God, you're like a very progressive student. We should get you in like the up AP classes.
Oh my God, I love it. You guys, here's one more thing. I got to get running soon.
I know, we're kind of running time.
Real quick, I think this might be the best beer money scheme there is. You guys could become male escort.
Yeah, well, I'm in.
There's a service called Cowboys for numeral 4 Angels.
Cowboys for Angels.
You have to just be very clear. You're offering companionship and not sex.
Oh.
Because the latter actually, obviously would be illegal, but...
I'm going to look at the reviews right now while you're talking about
check
this.
It out. You have to be like a really good conversationalist, very caring, sensitive, gentle. Basically like exactly what women want. Like the movie Mel Gibson starred in.
And then what kind of horse riding skills do I need? Because mine are pretty good. I wouldn't say they're their best.
I think they need to be implied, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Mm. But this male escort in Japan, whose services include
like quarter horse
talking,
riding?
Flirting, and maybe sex, has made as much as $200,000 in one night.
No way, dude.
Yes way.
I could have said week, month, or year, and I would have been in.
I know! One night.
I got to be honest, though. The guys that we're dealing with here on the
hard
site.
Hard to compete with.
What's it called?
Oh, boy.
Cowboys for Angels.
Yeah.
We got this guy named Ash Armand.
My Lord.
Guy named Vin Armani.
Who am I bringing to the holiday
Vin
party
Vin Armani?
Year?
I mean, that's the most like that's the colonious
Lords.
Name I've ever heard.
Bradley Lords.
Nick Hawk.
Holy shit.
Oh, these guys were on... this is the show that Showtime did.
Oh, this
really?
Is a show?
Well, Showtime did a Gigolos show, reality show. Nick Hawk, I remember because, his name is fucking sick and badass.
Nick Hawk.
And Ash Armand. I've seen this. So, yeah. Right. Showtime has like a reality-based show on these dudes.
These are wild.
And they live in Vegas, and they go out, and they have, they bump funnies.
This is incredible.
Okay, I'm looking strictly on Los Angeles. You guys tell me which ones you would hire.
All right, so let's look at the. I'm gonna look at the whole. I mean,
lineup.
Ash is just the most ridiculous looking person
I've
ever
God,
seen.
I
so
know his hair.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
Gorgeous.
There's a guy named Paul Ryan in
is that true?
In Los Angeles,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, man. I guess that settles
so
that
you're
conversation.
Going with him,
yeah.
Huh?
This is the beginning of a sitcom, right? Like we're goofing around, we're scrolling through these guys
oops.
And it's like, "Oops. That's Jim from The Office."
Or totally. "Oops, I accidentally bought it." Now he's on his way. What are we going to do?
See,
Paul Ryan's black, so it's a different Paul Ryan.
Oh, that's the only way I would have known.
You sure it's a different Paul Ryan?
Well, I'd go with Fabio.
I got to be honest, man. Like, if their whole thing is guys that are good conversationalists, none of these dudes look like they could have a conversation with a fucking Red Oak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, this is wild. They share their stats. Okay, so Paul Ryan is the newest addition in Los Angeles, right. And how is an amazing is addition to the agency. They don't say, but I'm going 9-incher.
Dude. Request encounter.
View his rates. Okay, let's see his rates. Oh, 1 hour, $350.
That's damn. That's some beer money, dude.
That's the same as
I pay my plumber about the same amount.
Macy on.
Did you find this on beer money?
Yeah. Or no, it was a link out from.
I was gonna say, like, what people in Reddit that are on Beer Money would actually make. We should actually make a site of the people that you would find on Reddit,
right?
That literally replicates this site exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Their versions of
their
right?
versions.
Nobody
up,
has
like,
six packs.
Amazing.
Everybody's got a Dragon Ball Z shirt on.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna pick the one I think is the grossest in Los Angeles. Let me, and then I got a jam to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then while you're looking, let me ask you guys this. Because I feel like if you're single and I did this once, I'd be like, that was fucking sweet. You know,
totally.
I was going to go out anyway.
Yeah.
And this right. night I got paid for it.
Right?
Now, if I had to do it 5 nights a week, I'd be like, oh, I feel
this
like
is
an
exhausting.
Empty hole.
I know.
Oh, my
but
God.
But if I did it once every 3 weeks, I think that's the right amount where you could actually maintain like the mental edge.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What do you think?
I'm into that.
How much? My question is, how much prostitution are you willing?
Yeah, to do.
You know,
I mean, man, I guess
I almost became
a
prostitute on Craigslist.
You know what?
Oh yeah, I remember you said that story once.
Yeah,
that's
really?
Great.
What
I think so. I think I was being vetted for potential male prostitution.
Oh my
That's
god!
Cool.
I thought it was a
so cool.
I thought it was a bartending job, but it turns out they kept asking questions like, "Our parties get crazy. How crazy do you get?" And I was like, "I get pretty crazy, you know. Like I like to.
I like to party.
I like to party." And they're like, "But like we get real crazy.
Like how crazy?"
And I'm like,
"How crazy do you get?"
One time, me and my friends tipped a porta potty in high school. It was crazy. They're like, "No, no. I'm talking about like
we're gonna try twice." Two more times with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a lot of that.
Strike out.
I'm like, oh, dude, I'll flip this table right now. You want to see crazy? And they're like, no, no, no. We actually want an elegant man who's willing to have sex for money. I was like,
my God.
Why'd you say that?
Right.
No, I've never done that crazy.
No, I'm not a prostitute if that's
I don't know,
but how
man.
Much? Just curious.
Yeah. It would honestly just depend on what the customer looked like.
So there's a strange thing.
In
this site, by the way, really, really
in
quick
theory,
sidebar.
Of course.
This is called Cowboys for Angels, right? And you go through all these cities. There is only one cowboy in Dallas.
That's really ironic.
What a shame.
It's really ironic. And you don't even know what he looks like. His
there
name is
be
his
way
name
more.
Is Eric. And you don't
and
even
it's
you don't even get a look. Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
What's his rates? His rates are standard. It's standard rates.
350?
So, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so I found Griffin. And
okay,
this is the last. I chose him because I was like, he looks the grossest on the front. But then when I clicked in, I instantly fell for him. He's got a triple X tattoo on his chest.
Amazing.
So you know he can fight.
You know he fights. You know he rides dirt bikes. He began playing piano at 6, guitar at 8, making for years of practice to sweetly serenade his angels. Within a few years of beginning, he was writing music and playing in bands. So he became a prostitute to make ends meet while he's trying to make it in music.
That's the saddest shit I've ever heard.
I'm so sad for him.
Strippers have been doing it for years, trying
That's
to pay
true.
For that medical school.
Yeah, you know?
If we're going to bash the patriarchy, we gotta equal this
well,
shit,
saying,
too. So.
Yeah, I mean, we're okay with women doing it. Why? I guess we got to be...
Well, it's also sad when women do it, though. I'm not saying it's less sad
no,
when
sad
a woman
when
does it.
How do you know these guys aren't
it?
Single dads just trying to pay their kids
they
tuition?
They probably are.
That, still very sad.
Yeah, Parker.
It's
how old is Parker?
All sad.
So Armand, our guy Ash Armand, is like making insane cash, dude. He only goes...
There's a reason
his
number one.
2 hour rate is $800. Weekly rate, you can hire this guy for a week, it's $25,000.
No fucking way.
To me, his nipples are way too dinner plate for me.
Those are dinner plate. I mean, everything about this guy is freaking me out, but... Still,
dude,
though, holy smokes.
On almost every picture, he's got his pubes peeking out.
Why not, you know?
I respect that.
I mean, a happy trail leads to Happy Valley, if you know what I mean. Yeah. His, his Grendel.
His Grendel is what I'm talking about. Anyway,
we always end up. I think you know the pod is naturally come to an end when we end up on porn sites.
Yeah. Well, this isn't porn.
I mean,
don't
Reddit,
confuse Angels for Escorts or whatever it's called. Cowboys for Angels is porn.
I'd say it's a spoke of the hub of porn.
Yes, it is sex work. It is work, very literally.
It is work for sex.
Anyway, all
but
right.
It is, I guess, technically in the beer money family.
That is true.
It is.
So college kids out there, if somebody approaches you and they ask you to be a prostitute, A, say how much, and B, if it's worth it, go for it.
Yeah. Ask for veto rights, too. You got to be able to, you don't want to pimp. You want to run your own shit.
Exactly. Don't get into the foot tickling.
It's a great opportunity for entrepreneurship is what we're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so let's beer money. Interesting sub. If you're trying to make a little bit of cash on surveys, want free pizza, you want to talk to a kid in China, two clicks away from a prostitution website for dudes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great site for all those things. Great sub for all those things. Let's
take
a couple
that
randoms,
beer money
close it out.
Then invest.
Invest in Wealthfront or another thing or Swords from TrueSwords.com. All right. Randoms to close this one out. What do you guys got?
Let's see.
Cloud Nine. I've been getting bad randoms lately.
Yeah, I just got San Antonio.
Oh, here's an interesting one. I've never really totally understand what this brand is. The Antisocial Social Club. And I know you guys have probably seen that fashion brand.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I mean, they're spicy. People like them.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I just found a new. Type
what do they
of
do? I don't understand.
They make gear. They like a clothing brand.
Got it.
Have you ever heard of Grostel Coin?
Grostel Coin.
Grostel Coin is a new German cryptocurrency utilizing the Grostel algorithm for proof of work. To cut it short, it's one thing, making efficient mining possible for everyone.
That sounds really complicated.
I don't like the name.
I still don't really get Bitcoin and how it works. I mean, it's been explained a million times.
I understand Bitcoin better than I understand Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm more of a Bitcoin investor.
I am a Bitcoin investor.
I've been hitting randoms now, and God, they're all pretty.
Haven't gotten anything?
Virtual reality, actually. That might be interesting.
Virtual reality is cool because we're at such an interesting point for it. Like, we're still kind of barely at the surface, so you're going to be seeing a lot cooler stuff. So get into it. Pay attention.
Oh, I just found Lightbulb. Oh. It's people with like really good ideas slash.
Oh, that's a good one.
Inventions,
that's a
great one. Or innovations.
And my experience on that, like most of the ideas are actually, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a thing?
This is really a fucking good idea. Top of all time. A virtual pet that requires the same level of care as a real pet, but every time you have to spend money on it, like food, vet bills, etc., the money goes into a savings account.
Oh,
that's
genius.
Fucking smart.
So you still get the love.
Genius idea.
Yeah.
Man, oh, mayonnaise.
It's like a Tamagotchi or a Digimon, but like it.
Why does that not exist?
That's a really good idea. That's a great way to like, to feel like you're getting love for saving.
Holy smokes.
All right,
we need to close this one out, but I think we might need to put that one on our to-do list because that one's a really, that's
well,
a
here's
really
a good random that's super random. It's a subreddit for cast iron.
It's just people. Right, right on.
It's, and this is why Reddit's so cool. There's a subreddit group for people who, and there's 40,000 cooks. And it's people who.
That's amazing.
Cook things in cast iron skillets. Fuck yeah, man.
I love that.
Incredible. Wow. And here's.
It's populated. Damn.
This is super morbid. But this is Last Images. Random for Last Images. And it's the last image taken of somebody before they died.
Yes. I have spent some time on this sub.
Oh,
it is.
Okay.
Horrifying.
Well,
creepy. Yeah.
Some of them are just like, this is me and my grandpa like 5 hours before he died. But some of them are like, here are pictures of like victims of serial killers before they found their bodies. And there's one horrifying picture of this girl with her hair cut off, like backing away from the camera. And it's like, this is a girl who was killed by like one of those truck driver psycho hitchhiker murderers.
Jesus
Christ. It's the scariest picture in the world. Because you can see how fucking scared she is. Anyway, gotta go to work.
All right, cool. Let's go to work. So this is DigiReddit. If you want to hit us up, talk to us, subscribe, rate, etc. hi@digiredit.com. Find us on iTunes and now on Spotify. So spread the word. Yes. Pretty exciting stuff. So
yeah, Stitcher, etc. Looks great.
Looks pretty fresh. Really so we'll be back next week with another. Are we going to be doing next week? I guess it is.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Happy gobble gobbles, y'all.
So we'll try to get one before so you can listen going up and back from your family's Thanksgiving. But we'll hopefully we'll be back next week to discuss more things from Reddit. Goodbye.
Bye.